Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Redmen TV. My name is Dan Clubb, and I'm here with your latest edition of Transfer Insight. I'm delighted to say I'm joined by under 23 scout and football journalist Antonio Mango. Antonio, how you doing, man? You good?
I'm good, mate. How are you?
Yes, mate, can't complain. Well, I can complain. Liverpool are taking their sweet time to sign some footballers, but other than that, I'm all right.
You'll get there, man. Don't worry.
I hope so. Speaking about footballers Liverpool could potentially sign, or depending on what's happened when you listen to this, have already signed. One we're going to talk about is a player that I don't think we know loads about. Often when Liverpool sign a player, Alexis McAllister, for instance, even Szoboszlai to a certain extent, we have a good idea of what they do, what they can do, what they're capable of. With this one, because of where he plays and the fact that he hasn't really sort of burst onto the scene internationally just yet, Andre, Fluminense midfielder. Want to speak to you about him. Now, before we get into the details, I've sort of done a bit of digging and found some of your tweets about him, as I often do. earlier on this year, you said, I wonder who will be the first to step up their interest in Andre, clearly seeing someone needs to come and get him. And you also said, every time I watch this young man, the more impressed I become. Excellent talent. And earlier on as well, you said he's been showing up all season. It baffles me there's been no solid links in this window. Now, there have been some solid links, but some of the phrases you've used to describe him, I will let you speak in a minute. Serious talent, the orchestrator, and you've also, what an incredible signing this would be. Talk about ball retention, unbelievable. So, talk about him. What does he do? Why is he so good?
Well, I first stumbled upon him when in a World Cup tournament. Actually, it wasn't even a World Cup tournament. It's a tournament that play out in youth football in Brazil. And they invite all the big teams and their youth academies to play in. And I stumbled across him and I thought, he's got a bit of character about him. He's got something about him. So I just thought I would just mark his name down and just follow him throughout his career. And boy, has he delivered over the past 2 years. He's thoroughly excited me. And I think with the Liverpool strong links, it doesn't surprise us because he's your type of player. Liverpool fans would love him. Now, just a bit about him. He's 5'9", just not really imposing, but he is a defensive midfielder. He predominantly plays as a number 6, but he has been used as a number 8 occasionally. Which is good and shows his versatility. In fact, actually, he played wide. There was a couple of occasions where the manager played 5 in midfield and he played on the wide right-hand side. So it shows his versatility. I don't think he'll be playing there for Liverpool, but it just shows his natural character and his tactical ability. Now, you hit the nail on the head about him being an orchestrator. So I'm going to talk a little bit about his on-the-ball ability. It's pure excellence. Like, I mean that because I've never seen a player with such destructive ball retention skills. The way he can receive the ball in tight areas and without being physically strong to fight off his opponents, he's waltzing around them just willingly. And then what I like about him the most is how he dictates tempo. He does it with short, medium, and long passes. He's got the lot. I mean, if you look at his pass accuracy, he's averaging a 92% pass accuracy, and that's overall. In his short and his medium turn, his numbers are off the scale. He had the best pass accuracy in the Brazilian league last season. And then when it comes to long balls, he may not do a lot of them per game, but he's hitting a 77 pass accuracy, which is the highest in the Brazilian league again. So it just goes to show his quality on the ball. And what he likes to do, though, he's not a creative player where he's roaming inside the final third or anything like that. He's a creator from deep, picks up pockets of space. He's always willing to get on the ball, and he never shies away, no matter if he's going through a bad patch in the game, because everyone goes through tough times during 90 minutes, and he'll always show for the ball. He believes in his confidence. If you look at Liverpool now, they kind of lost that with Fabinho. Although Fabinho doesn't make as many passes as Andre, he did have something about him just to keep the ball, keep it ticking. And that's exactly what Andre does. Now, what's most impressive about Andre, as Colum is sitting a deep midfielder and creating from deep, last season, he averaged 34 passes in his own half, but 32 passes in the opposition half. So it just goes to show he does break through the lines when he needs to and when he can.
Yeah, absolutely. It's interesting that, because I wonder, I've done a little bit of sort of research on him myself, obviously, since the links emerged, and read some stuff and, you know, spoke to different people. Is that to do with the way Fluminense play, the fact that he is so influential? Because he is, sort of, you mentioned there, he's predominantly a number six. I think he's played 101 times as a number six, as opposed to sort of 20 in different roles and stuff like that. So he clearly is a defensive midfielder. But is he a more modern day defensive midfielder? Because you mentioned his height there. He's only 5'9". So he can't really be a destroyer type, because he hasn't got the height for it. Not in like a Fabinho essence, yeah. Anyway. I know Makélélé wasn't tall, for example, but yeah, he isn't this huge, imposing fella. So is he a different type of defensive midfielder? Can he also be a playmaker as well, for example?
Without a doubt. Like I say, I mean, he does waltz into those attacking areas, but they're few and far between. Depends how Klopp wants to use him, really. Because if Klopp just tells him to sit, he will. He will just sit there. But if Klopp allows him that freedom, which I think he might, because McAllister can also sit if he needs to. So you might see that more progression from him and being more adventurous with his passing and ambitious. So without a doubt, he can do that if needs be. But in terms of what you say about a modern-day midfielder, he absolutely is, despite his height. He's got the agility, the guile. He's very, very sharp as well, quick on the turn, and he's robust. He doesn't mind taking impact. And I say this a lot about Brazilian footballers or South American footballers. A lot of people think they're all flamboyant, but they've got a bit of grit about them. They've got that nasty character, but without being too over nasty, if that makes sense, on the ball. So, yeah, he's got that modern day look, feel about him. Although he's, when you watch him, you might think he's a little bit rough on the edges, but that style works for him. So you don't need to change that and try and fine tune him, because although he does look rough, I'm not going to lie, he's not elegant. He's not that type of player, but it works for him.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes. Nice
dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Yeah, absolutely. You mentioned rough on the edges there. I did notice his disciplinary record wasn't outstanding. He likes a yellow card. Yeah, so let's touch on it then. And also, while you're at it, sort of, if you want, that's a weakness in many senses, I guess. But have you got any other weaknesses as well?
Yeah, I want to touch him off the ball as well.
Okay.
But in terms of weaknesses, I've two, and you've hit the nail on the head of one, is discipline. I mean, he's been sent off twice in the past two seasons and he's picked up 22 yellow cards in the last 70, 90 minutes he's played. So that's a lot of yellow cards. So you do need to snap that out of them, especially in the Premier League, because I think watching Brazilian football, you do get away with a bit more. Whereas in the Premier League, although this going into the season, they say they're going to be a bit more lenient. I doubt they will be. He does need to calm that a bit. And then secondly, in terms of weaknesses, his aerial ability. He's not strong in the air. And when I look at Liverpool, that could be a sign of, do you know what I mean? Like, you're not really big in the middle area anymore. Henderson lost. Fabinho lost in the middle. You've brought in McAllister. He's not really good in the air. So that would worry me in a little bit. But that's something you're going to have to make do without, I suppose, because you can't improve his height.
No, that's one thing you can't develop.
Nah, you can improve his timing and his ability to what's the word I'm looking for? His positioning and things like that. You can look to improve that, but that's it, really.
No, I agree, and you're right. You know, we have lost a little bit of height with Henderson, but particularly Fabinho. One of Fabinho's great strengths when he was at his best was the fact that when you sort of tried to get in behind us, you had to beat him, who's 6'1". And if you do beat him, you've then got Virgil van Dijk and Konate and Matip of their height as well. But beating Fabinho all of a sudden, who isn't there anymore, isn't as hard as it once was, because like you mentioned, if it is Andre, or even if it's a guy we're going to speak about a little bit later in Romeo Lavia, neither of them two are 6 foot plus. So we are losing a little bit of height, whichever way you look at it. I mentioned Fabinho there. In terms of comparisons between the two, Andre and Fabinho, you said earlier on that Fabinho did offer a lot. He was a bit of an orchestrator for midfield. We've never seen it because he had the likes of Thiago, Gino Wijnaldum, Henderson, Trent. You don't need him to sort of produce these magic passes. Yeah. But he did do, because I remember the Sadio Mane one against Manchester United. That's one we always talk about. He had it in his locker. When you're comparing Andre and Fabinho, another player who came through the Fluminense Academy, actually, how would you say they're similar, or are they not at all?
I would say Andre, they are similar in terms of the comparison is Fabinho didn't really, like you say, didn't really orchestrate. Although he was nice and tidy on the ball, he didn't, what's the word I'm looking for, gravitate towards the ball and want it and really like show his desire to get on the ball. And that's a difference, Andre. He does. if the fullback's got it, you'll gravitate, you'll always create a nice angle, get the ball. Whereas Fabinho tend to pick up the pieces more.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
You allowed Henderson to get on the ball, whereas he was just an option if needs be.
Hey everyone, I hope you've enjoyed my conversation with Antonio Mango. If you want to find out more about Andre and Romeo Lavia, plus all our other amazing content at the Redmen TV, head to redmentv.com, sign up as a captain or a legend, and you'll get that plus everything else.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.